Hello learners, welcome to National Institute of Open Schooling. And today, we will be covering the second lesson in your syllabus, that is leisure. Learners, do you know what leisure means? It means the free time which you spend in an activity of your choice. Learners, let's go through the poem. What is this life if full of care? We have no time to stand and stare. No time to stand beneath the boughs and stare as long as sheep or cows. No time to see when woods we pass, where squirrels hide their nuts in grass. No time to turn at beauty's glance and watch her feet how they can dance. No time to wait till her mouth can enrich that smile her eyes began. A poor life this if, full of care, we have no time to stand and stare. The poet William Henry Davis is complaining about a life that has been made complicated by human lifestyle. The poet is not happy with the modern lifestyle that is full of stress. In his opinion, life is an opportunity to enjoy the beauty around us. Today, man thinks that he is too busy to enjoy the bounties of the earth that are beautiful and soothing. The poet William is appreciating nature. Appreciating nature, learners, is the true essence of a meaningful life. The poem talks about taking out time from being busy. A meaningful life is like a life of a child. A life full of tensions is a poor life. One should not run away from the small pleasures of life. The poem teaches us about time and the usefulness of time. Learners, again, the poet stresses on the importance of enjoying the marvelousness of nature. He suggests that one must put an end to the stress. People unfortunately feel that a serious life is worthy, but one should discard the cares and worries and take out time to witness the beauties of nature. We should halt under the trees and look up to catch sight of the birds and butterflies that silently move from one branch to another. We should find time to stand like cows and sheep who endlessly look at something as if they are lost in a dream and have ample time to recognize the natural beauty in the environment. The poet says that sheep and cows are peaceful animals, tamed and domesticated easily. The poet says that these animals are seldomly found moving in a hurry. While passing through woods, we must stop to see the squirrels running off with nuts. Sometimes we can see glitter of the sunlight reflecting upon the ripples of the streams. The sparkling beams of light appear like stars in the nightly sky. In the poem, the river is compared to a starry sky at night because the sparkles of the sunbeams that reflect upon the ripples of the rivers look like stars in the sky. A poor life is one that is under the pressure of the commitments of life. Learners, we should break away from the shackles of life and celebrate the beauty of nature. Let's go through some important points from the text. The poet in the poem emphasizes on life which is full of care and consideration. A happy and content life should be devoid of worries and stress. We should spend more time appreciating the beauty of nature. The poet stresses on the importance of breaking away from the world of rat race and standing silently to enjoy and caress Mother Earth. By choosing the title leisure, the poet tries to convey that everybody should indulge in relaxation and enjoyment. One should enjoy life by paying attention to beauty around us. We should make time to appreciate nature, such as mountains, trees, animals, and rivers, no matter how busy we are. Nature delights the senses and mind through its beauty and wonders it has to offer. In the poem, the poet tries to convey that a human body is a machine, and like any other machine, it also requires rest after working for some time. Hobbies and leisure activities are truly important and can be beneficial in many ways. It is proven that spending time doing the things we enjoy can help delay the signs of aging, and the pleasures in participating can lead to positive feeling that can help fight against some illness. When people engage themselves in leisure activities, they have lower stress levels, better mood, enhancement of self-esteem, and quality of life. Recreational activities enhance the immune system, improve flexibility, memory, and also lead to a more restful night's sleep. So, learners, the lesson to be learned is that we should make time to appreciate the bounties of nature. Nature delights the senses and mind through its beauty and the wonders it has to offer. So, one must break away from the shackles around us and enjoy the bounties of Mother Earth. Thank you.